Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking time to join us on the call. We're joined this morning by our President, CEO, and General Manager, David Dombrowski, as well as our shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Additionally, Al Avila, our Assistant GM, is on the call. John Westhoff is here with us as well, and Keith Miller, who is Johnny's representative. And at this point, I'm going to turn the call over to Dave Dombrowski for a couple of remarks before we get started with the question and answer portion.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the call. I know a couple of people sent me emails that I received this morning, and want to be able to address that. Just that we're very happy to announce the signing of Johnny Peralta to a two-year deal with a club option for the 2013 season. We're very happy when Johnny joined us and really did a solid job for us, moving on over to shortstop once Brandon came back and solidified the position for us. Did a real fine job. He's an established big league player. To me now, he kind of sets the signing of Johnny. We set our infield as we go forward, as we've talked about with having Johnny at short and Brandon at third, who worked very well together on the left side of the infield with Miguel at first and the young players battling for the job at second base. It also puts us in a spot where we sort of stabilize and can now focus on that middle-of-the-order bat for us at outfield or DH. And in Johnny's case, just we're very happy to have him. We feel that he does a solid job defensively, provides offense in the middle of the diamond for us, and, of course, conducts himself in a tremendous fashion. So we're happy to have him back. He wasn't gone for a long time, fortunately. And also I wanted to give a special thanks to John Westhoff and to Keith Miller, who handled the negotiations and making this work for us, and, of course, to Mike Gillich for his support in allowing us to get this done. So welcome back, Johnny. We're very happy to have you back here and on board and ready to go for the upcoming season. And with that, I guess, Brian, we can just take questions. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Robert, so if you could just run through one more time just to how to queue up for questions, and we'll begin that portion of the call.
Thank you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, press star, then one on your touchtone phone.
Do we have our first question then, Robert?
We have a first question from Steve Kornacki from Booth Newspapers. Please go ahead.
Yes, Dave, you touched on it, but talk about what you like about having the left side of your infield set with Johnny and Brandon. What, in particular, what you like about having those two guys out there?
Well, when we had our year-end meetings with our major league staff and with all of our scouts, we were in a position, of course, we talked about a lot of different things and different options. For us, we're in a spot where we have two established major league players that are quality individuals that know how to win. They're very solid players that I think you can count on what you're receiving day in and day out. You know, from Brandon, I'll start there at third base, outstanding defensively. You're in a spot where you get as we talked about before, you're not in a spot where you're looking for 30 home runs there, but you get a guy that can hit 15-ish home runs, maybe more, knocking some runs for you, and play outstanding defense over there. And shortstop with Johnny's case, I think they're a good combination together because Johnny, who has outstanding hands and throwing arm, maybe not the greatest range, but he gives you solid defense in that regard. But with Brandon at third base, I think you cover the left side of the infield very well, and you're in a spot where Johnny gives you some offense at shortstop. And we're not looking for him to hit a bunch of home runs. He does have some pop in his bat, as we know, some home runs and doubles, but he knows how to drive in a run. And I think that they're a winning combination for you. So for us, we look at it as a way of just having two quality players on the left side of the infield that are established, good players that know how to win.
Thanks, Dave. And Johnny, in speaking to you recently, I could see just how much you wanted to come back to the Tigers. How much of a relief is it for you to have this done and to be playing with Brandon for the next two or three years?
I feel happy, you know. I feel happy with the deal. That's more than everything. That's what I want. I want to be with the Tigers. And, you know, I played 3 months with the Tigers. I feel really comfortable and happy with everything. And, you know, hopefully I can be more than 2 or 3 years with them.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. And once again, if you have a question, you can press star, then one. Our next question will come from the line of Colin Windecker from WKZO. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Dave Dombrowski, when you traded for Peralta last year, did you know that you wanted to re-sign him then, or was it kind of a wait and see how he did this year and then address it in the offseason?
No, when we made the deal, I mean, we knew Johnny was a solid player by all means, and it played a bunch against us. At the time, we had the injuries, and we were trying to really keep our head above water, and we had him, I mean, he came over and played third base originally, where he was playing for the Indians for us before he joined us. So really, no, our move at that time was made specifically to address last season, the 2010 season, and then the way he continued to perform for us and the way he played shortstop and showed us the ability over there really opened our mind to the future with him staying with us. So the trade was not made with the idea of beyond 2010, but his performance and the way he handled himself is what opened our mind in that regard.
Okay. Thank you. We have a question now from Noah Trister from Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow up on that a little bit, Johnny, how excited are you to be back with the team that where you'll be able to play shortstop every day?
Well, I feel really happy, you know. Play shortstop for me is my natural position, you know. When I come back to play short now, I feel really comfortable. And, you know, I think since play shortstop, I think I can do more than what I can do in third base. So I feel more comfortable. I know the position really good. And, you know, that's my natural position, just like I said.
Any other question, Robert?
Yes, we'll go to the line of Jason Beck from MLB.com.
Yes, Johnny, congratulations. If you could talk a little bit about, pairing up with Brandon Inge over on the left side of the infield, how well you two seem to complement each other, you know, with his range and, you know, with your arm and your reliable hands. Is it a pretty natural pairing where your strengths complement each other?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Brandon Inge and me, I think so. We have a good combination, you know. He talked to me like a lot, you know. He talked to me a lot in the field. He said he liked how I play shortstop, you know. Every time, every hitting, I know I said something to him, like moving or go this way. So he feel really comfortable, like how I play. And I feel really good how he played too, you know. He a really good guy, good third base, good defense. I mean, I think so we can do it good together.
And I guess for both sides, how important was the second year and after that the option for the third in being able to get this deal done?
I mean, that's what more than everything, that's what I want. You know, I know play for Detroit Tiger. I know more than 1 year is good for me to be there. And I feel really comfortable to play in Detroit, the fans, every coach. You know, I feel really good to play there. And now that I got to play two or more than 2 years, I feel that's what I want to be. So it's really good for me to be there.
From the Tigers' perspective, we thought it was important. It was nice to get some really stability at the position and be in a position where, as we look forward over the next couple of years, we know we're set there, and then it's a spot where we also have the option for the third year. So for us, it was a good scenario. It takes care of the short term, and then we're also in a spot where we could settle in at 3 years if it ends up being in that type of situation, being open-minded to the future.
And this is Keith Noah speaking on behalf of Johnny's side. It was important on our end, mainly because what Johnny had alluded to just a couple minutes ago is he was more comfortable at shortstop. That's the position that he preferred playing. It's his natural position. This gave us the opportunity to do that, obviously with the signing of Brandon and him playing third. And even going into the open market, the one thing that Johnny's preference was going into it was to have the opportunity to play shortstop again, and obviously this gave us that opportunity.
Thank you. And to follow it up with just one more question for Dave, just, you know, you guys have had a little bit of a, I mean, not revolving door, but you've had some guys in and out at shortstop ever since moving Carlos. You know, is this really kind of one of those situations where you weren't necessarily looking for a long-term fixture, and just the way Johnny played just kind of solved it for you?
Well, I mean, we have had somewhat of a revolving door over the last couple of years. And I think it's one of those where, again, when we made the deal, we were looking more short-term and trying to keep our head above water in a race this year. But then one of the things that gave us the opportunity is when Brandon came back, we played Johnny at short, we had a chance to watch the combo for a couple-month period, basically. So we liked the way it looked overall. I mean, you have to be realistic when you look at your, I think, your club and the players that you talk about. Everyone has things that are pluses and some things that are minuses. But for us, we just really liked the look of how the two of them played together over there. When you start talking about a guy who can play shortstop, and Johnny, it is his natural position, as he mentioned, I think he will work. In fact, I know he's taken some stuff home this wintertime to even work a little bit more on some quickness at shortstop with some things that he and our physical fitness coordinator, Javar Gillette, gave to him. And when you talk about having a shortstop like that that can also drive in some runs, I mean, you're talking about a guy that we think can, you're talking 75, 80 runs. I don't think that's looking beyond expectations with them. That's a nice combination to have. I think you can win with that combination over there. And then, of course, they're not going to carry your club, but you're going to look for other people that can supplement them in the lineup day in and day out. And but I think when you have the two of them together, you can win. And so that's the way we looked at it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to the line of Glenn Therrien from WKPJ.
Talk about the importance of doing this and locking down the left side of your infield so you can pay attention to the middle of the lineup bat that you need. Talk to us about what you're looking for there as well as the rest of your offseason goals for this team.
Well, I mean, we've talked about that pretty regularly. You know, now we've got third base and shortstop, which are set now that we didn't have at the end of the season. So we've talked about being in a position where we needed somebody in the middle of the order that can drive in runs. It's apparent that that person will either play outfield or DH the way we shape up. And so that's something that we'll be looking to do. We've also talked about trying to help our bullpen, and that's something we'll be focused on doing. Those are our two biggest goals at this time. We do need a catcher to supplement Alex Avila. And so those are really the three biggest needs that we have at this particular time, but we'll keep an open mind about a lot of different things as we go through it. But I'd say those are our biggest focus at this time.
Thank you.
And next we'll go to the line of Stan McNeil from Sporting News. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Congratulations. I have a question just kind of general about free agency. I'm curious as to how much you're anticipating the change in the procedures with the moving up of some of the dates. How much of that are you anticipating that's going to change or hurry up what you have to do this off season?
Well, it's a good question, and I really don't know that answer fully, but I do know that it'll expedite it because it's already expedited it for us. I mean, we're in a situation where we've had meetings at this point and are prepared to move forward in situations that maybe you wouldn't wait, would be waiting another 10 days if the rules hadn't changed. So that is one thing. Now, how quickly people get signed, I don't really know how that effect will be because I'm not sure the players will listen to the offers and then decide to take longer time or if they're going to be in a spot where they want to move up and sign quickly. But I know from a club's perspective, at least ours, and again, I would assume it relates to others when you start figuring that if you're going to be aggressive and try to get somebody signed, that other clubs are going to be doing the same thing, that it does change the situation, that it's moving it up quicker and it's starting it quicker.
Thank you. Keith, how about from an agent's perspective? Is it you notice any change yet, or is it too early to really tell?
No, actually, I would agree with Dave. I think both sides are going to be a little more aggressive this year, and at least that's the way it seems to be playing out so far.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a question from the line of Tom Gage from the Detroit News. Please go ahead.
Okay. Johnny, as a Tiger, you cut way down on your strikeout ratio. You didn't strike out much after after in earlier years having your share. Can you talk about the adjustments you made at the plate to cut down on that ratio?
Well, yeah, you know, I know this year I don't strike out too much, and it's good for me, you know. That's what I want more than everything, to let my strikeouts. Nothing, you know, I'm working hard with the breaking ball pitch. That's more than everything. I do a lot of adjustments over there. And, you know, make a contact with the ball, and so this will make me better hit it. So that's what I try to do more than everything, like let's strike out and put the ball in contact. So that's what made me a better player.
Okay, thanks.
And next we'll go to the line of Tim Dirks from MLB Trade Rumors. Please go ahead.
Dave, for the right middle of the order bat, would you try to convince a free agent to DH more than he has in the past?
I don't know that I would go into that.
Okay.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Colin Windecker, WKZO. Please go ahead.
Yeah, for Dave, now with the signing of Johnny, what do you see the role of Ramon Santiago being for this year? He you know, had the most starts at shortstop last year. And also, what do you see the role of Carlos Guillen this upcoming year?
Well, first of all, in Ramon's case, he does a very fine job for us. And he can play a lot of different roles. Going into the season, we thought he'd get a few more at-bats. Once you get Johnny on board, those at-bats come down. But we look at him as a real fine utility player that can play, you know, once or twice a week at short or second. And of course, he can also play some third base, but short and second. And then also be in a position where if you have somebody that gets hurt a little bit, he can play for a while. So he's a good big league player and a guy that, has a role at the major league level, and would be the role for him with us at this particular time. In Carlos Guillen's case, you know, of course, Carlos's big league career speaks for itself, and it's a situation where, for us, coming off the injury factor at this time, we're in a spot where Carlos can do a lot of different things for us. Played, of course, second base for us last year. He can play some outfield. He can DH. He played some first in the past. I think first and foremost, we've got to get him healthy and getting him started for the beginning of the season. If we know he's healthy, he'll be an important person for us. Where he plays, we'll just have to kind of wait and see, because we know that if he's in the lineup, he's a guy that can drive and runs for you and can be a productive hitter from the left and the right-hand side. But we need to get him in a spot where, and we think he will be, but he needs to get back and be ready for the season, and then we'll kind of go from there.
And a question for Johnny. Did the high number of Latino players on the team factor in at all to your decision to re-sign?
Excuse me, you said the Latin?
Él te preguntó si, porque aquí en Detroit tenemos muchos peloteros latinos, si eso te hizo alguna influencia de firmar con nosotros.
Bueno, no tanto por los peloteros latinos, ¿sabes? Eso es importante también, pero más que todo por el equipo, ¿sabes? El equipo, de la manera que trata a uno y cómo uno se siente jugando, es bastante bien, ¿sabes? La diferencia es grande. Me sentí bien porque la confianza que me dio el equipo, eso es muy importante.
Okay. He says that obviously having the Latin players on the team is good, but the most important thing for him was that the backing that the team has given him, the confidence in being able to play shortstop, the overall how good the team is overall, and the opportunity to win, and how well he's been treated here were all, you know, the main reasons really why he came back. The fact that there are several Latin players on there is good, too, but that's not the main thing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next we'll go to the line of Steve Kornacki from Booth Newspapers. Please go ahead.
Yes, this is for Keith. Keith, I was wondering if you could share with us, in regards to the option year, is there a buyout connected to that option year? And I didn't know if you'd be willing to share the terms with us.
Yeah, there is a buyout attached to that. I don't know if the terms have been released on that. I'm sure they will be, if not today, sometime tomorrow. But there is a buyout attached, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, press star, then one. And we have a question from the line of Jason Beck from MLB.com.
Yeah, Johnny, again, you talked a little bit about, you know, just what you want to do this off season as far as getting ready to play short on a regular basis again. Is it just a matter of getting the weight where you want it to be, or are there certain other factors, certain other things you want to do as far as quickness, as far as strength in certain areas? You know, how does playing shortstop again affect your off season?
I mean, for me to play short, it feels really pretty good, you know. I know this is the position that I want to beat, and, you know, now I know I need to work really hard here in Dominican Republic. You know, I try to get a lot of condition, a lot of agility, and I know there's a lot too many better players, so that's almost everything I do right now. I try to work hard and coming in ready to spring training to figure out what I can do.
Will you play winter ball at all to try to get a few games there to kind of see how it feels, or is that not really something you want to do?
I mean, no, I don't think so. For me to play winter ball is not to help. You know, I think more than everything, I need to work out what I need to do in here. You know, work out with a lot of agility and work out in the gym. So this is more than everything, that's what I mean. I don't think so. To play winter ball is not to help. So I figured out to work in web training here.
Right. And this is Keith Miller. I'll add to that a little bit too. You know, the one thing that you got to keep in mind is, you know, for whatever reason, this perception out there that Johnny's not a shortstop, you know, you have to remember the reason that he went to third was because of his flexibility and the fact that the Cleveland Indians at the time had a real good young shortstop in his Drubal Cabrera that they wanted to play at short, so they moved Johnny, and Johnny willingly went over to third base. He is a natural shortstop. He's not learning a new position. It's his familiar and old position, so it's not like he has to relearn it. He got the last 2 months here in Detroit to do that. He's comfortable there. Like Dave had said before, him and Brandon work extremely well together. They're in constant communication. They know where each other are on each batter. They work well together, so it's not something that he has to learn. He is a shortstop. So he's just going to pick up where he left off last year.
Great, thank you. And one last question for Dave. You kind of alluded to how, you know, things have been expedited with the free agent process, especially even, you know, with you guys. Has it been a lot busier for you as far as the last day or two talking with guys than it would have been in a normal off season?
Well, the answer to that is, you know, I mean, I guess is pretty obvious to me would be yes, because when you talk like that, and that's why maybe I wasn't clear, is that it's 10 days quicker than it has been in the past. So it went from 15 days to 5 days. So things that you would normally do in your 16th day, you're now doing in your 6th day. And normally that's a waiting period from 1 to 15 days, and that is time where the players file and you have very little conversations. So everything is expedited. So the answer to that is yes, but I think that would be obvious just by the time frame.
I guess I just meant as far as like the first day to be able to talk to players. I mean, you know, to talk to agents about contracts. I mean, you know, obviously before it used to be the 16th day, but I mean, was the 6th day busier than normally the 16th day used to be?
I can't even speak for that, Jason. I can't even draw that comparison.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Robert, we'll take one more question if we have it, and then we'll wrap up.
Okay, certainly. And we have a question from the line of Tom Gage, Detroit News. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this Dave, this is a follow-up for really what Jason just asked. Just to be sure, are you now in pursuit, or are you now talking to other free agents, or are you still developing a plan of which free agents to negotiate with?
Well, I think we've reached the point where we know what we're going to do. And it would give me no benefit to tell you exactly what our plan is. And that's why if when it comes down to being in a position where we know where our thought process is, we know where we want to go, we're moving in that direction. But, you know,
to kind of fill in, I don't think is a benefit for us. And it's when somebody asks me, it's not any offense, would we ask somebody to DH more than they have in the past? I don't think there's any benefit in tipping our hands on anything we would do at this point. So, but we are moving forward with things that we want to accomplish.
No, I wasn't asking you to tip your hand. I know by now that you won't.
Sure.
But I was just wondering at what stage you're just in general, you are with your interest in other free agents. So that's, I mean, you answered.
I understand. I understood your question, and I know you know I wouldn't tip my hand, but some of the other people may not. But I think it's a situation where for us, we've started the process for us, and that means that at times you're already talking to people at this time. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. Thanks to Dave and to Al and to John and to Johnny and to Keith as well. And hope everyone has a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thanks again, Johnny.
See you, Johnny.
All right. Thank you. See you guys. Bye-bye.